So we're moving on to Psukei de Zimra. We've conquered Korbanot. We're now finally up to our most exciting part of the day for most of us. Psukei de Zimra has two explanations. One, lizamer, in the simplest sense, means to do what? To sing, right? So ideally, if you're not going to sing it like a Karl Bach minion, at least you should say it sweetly, softly. Benigunu beniima, these words of praise. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes regarding slichot that it's better to say a couple of slichot with a lot of kavana as opposed to saying everything with less kavana, just running through it. I remember I asked a couple of rabbis and they said you could apply the same logic to Psukei de Zimra, that if you will be able to connect more to the purpose of Psukei de Zimra, you can actually sing a couple of Psukei de Zimra sweetly and softly than it is necessarily to run through and say everything. However, the truth is the Kabbalistic approach is that it's very important to say every single Psukei de Zimra because they each have a different effect on the universe and they each have a different thing to teach us. So those are both legitimate approaches. Ideally, you could just get here early enough that you could say each one sweetly and softly, and say all of the Psukei de Zimra. What is the biblical source? Who remembers? Where do we get this idea of doing Psukei de Zimra before praising Hashem, before we just ask for our stuff? The tough shaila. What would be the biblical precedent for Psukei de Zimra? Yeah? So I would have thought one answer you could have said is David HaMelech, because he's always, most of the Psukei de Zimra is actually Tehillim from David HaMelech. But the other answer is that actually Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim, before he starts asking for the ability to go into the land of Israel and asking for stuff in Dvarim Perek Gimel, he first starts praising Hashem. Now he starts talking about how awesome God is. And the idea is that before we go in and ask for stuff, we have to dav lifnei mi ata omed, know before whom we're standing, know that we're not just asking, trying to get stuff out of God, but rather we're really trying to attach ourselves to the Makor HaChayim, and really all of our requests are just an attempt to attach ourselves to Hashem. Good. So, what is the purpose of Psukei de Zimra? Let's say, two main purposes. Why do we bother saying Psukei de Zimra? Now that we know the biblical precedent, what are we doing? So, lizamer also has another meaning, which means to prune, which means that we're trying to prune away all those negative thoughts, all of those distractions, right? All of those ideas that come into our head by saying these words loud. We're kind of just like a farmer prunes away the bad plants, the bad parts of the tree, so that the other parts of the tree can grow better. We're pruning away, lizamer, all those distracting thoughts, so that we can focus on attaching ourselves to Hashem. And that's why the Gemara in Brachot says that the Hasidim Rishonim used to meditate for an hour before Tefillah, right, to kind of get themselves into the headspace of Tefillah, of Shemona Esrei. And Rashi there points out that this may be one of the sources for Psukei de Zimra, for singing Asherei before davening, because we need to kind of get ourselves into that headspace of connection to Hashem before we could just jump into Shemoneh Esrei. So one, we're pruning away all the negative thoughts. On a related note, another explanation is that the Gemara in Brachot says that in mitvalim el mitoch simcha. We're only allowed to daven if we're in a place of joy, right? When we can only get prophecy when we're in a state of joy. So what's the best way to get happy? So doing mitzvahs, doing chesed always helps, but singing a song, singing words of praise, if you're actually singing it, and really saying it from the depth of your heart can really get us into this state of inner connection with Hashem. So personally, I recommend, if you're still at your beginning stages and doesn't work for you, so really you can go out into the porch, go to the back, just to yourself, pick one Psukei de Zimra every day, besides for the Baruch Shem Asherei Nishtabach, learn the meaning of it, and really just say it slowly and meaningfully, even if you could sing it, to really get ourselves in the zone for the rest of Tefillah. Good.